Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So it's a powerful, recognition is a powerful diplomatic tool. But what happens if it extends to something that legally, practically, doesn't yet exist? The UK's decision to recognize a Palestinian state has, of course, raised eyebrows, some applause, and plenty of a question. But what is being recognized? To help us unpack the legal, political, and historical implications, we're joined by Professor Amos Nadan. He's the director of the Moshe Dayan Center for the Middle East and one of the experts in these complex dynamics. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Let's kick off with what exactly does it mean in legal terms to recognize a state that doesn't have borders, doesn't have a government, and has never existed before?
Yeah. So in legal terms, you know, at the end of the day, as you just said, there is no state. So mm-hmm. you can recognize in whatever you wish to recognize, still the state is not there. Because state is basically a practical term. And as we look at the Palestinian authority or territories, practically, it's not a state. There is an agreement from the Oslo Accords aiming at establishing a Palestinian state side by side to Israel, two-state solution. But at the end of the day, you know, it wasn't established for many reasons. So in international terms, we speak about territories that are being occupied by Israel. Israel would call them differently. But this is the state, basically what we see today. Now, there are many related questions. Because at the end of the day, we see that a push activity into establishing of Palestinian state by different countries, by saying that what we want to have is a two-state solution and a state, a Palestinian state, side by side to Israel.
Right.
There are many problems here. One of the major problem before the borders and the division and how you create these two states is that basically that we were, in a sense, very close to that situation in Gaza. Mm-hmm. Because Gaza was controlled only by Palestinians. And at the end of the day, it was conquered or led by Hamas,
right,
which is a jihadist extreme organization. Now comes the question, is it really that the world want to have two-state solution to create a jihadist state, or that the world want to create a process that I believe that is possible, still possible, mm-hmm. with Hamas and other more tolerant people to try to create something more stable? Just declaring a new state while the leading force is still Hamas is granting a prize to Hamas for attacking Israel and for making the Palestinian people miserable. And we have to remember, yes, it's Israeli attack on Gaza, Israel soldiers are there, but at the end of the day, in the Israeli perspective, this is how Israel defended and defend itself. It might be that the solutions, the current solution are bad. It might be that we see too many casualties and misery.
Right,
but
right.
Still, it's a war that was created from the perceived state of Palestine led by Hamas.
So if
you want to create something, what you want to create is, first of all, to make sure that Hamas is not there and to speak with people that speak about two-state solution and not one-state solution without any Jew there.
Right. So does it help that Starmer said this isn't for a reward for Hamas? I mean, whether it does or doesn't, let's talk about that. And that Hamas cannot be the government of this new Palestine. And that he has called Abbas, suggesting, of course, that this will be Abbas, who hasn't exactly shown himself to be the most democratically minded leader either. Does any of that do away with some of the appearance that this actually is a reward and that October 7th could be perceived as the beginning of the Palestinian War of Independence?
Let's start with democracy. You know, we are from democratic states. We speak about democracy. We think that democracy is the most important thing. It's very important thing for us. In the Arab world, there is no a democratic state. In the Middle East, the only democratic state, which is also, you know, on the rank, is not 100% democratic because of all the different problems, is Israel. So at the end of the day, trying to create something democratic in the Palestinian Authority would bring you to the same position. If you would have elections in most of the Arab states, you would get extremer, radical Muslim Brotherhood in Sunni countries leading the country.
Right.
Hamas won the election in the Palestinian Authority. So this is what democracy brings.
Right.
So the question should be different. Who can control the Palestinian country to be, if you plan to have a Palestinian country, control that country as Egypt is being controlled, as Jordan is being controlled, as non-democratic states. And if you don't have that person, you're in a big problem. So now the statement of, okay, we recognize in Palestine, it's nothing. Like, you know, like there was many recognition, there are a UN resolution 242338, nothing happened with them. At the end of the day, it's just adding a kind of trying to add pressure on Israel, saying we are going towards two-state solution. Fine. But you need two people for tango. And there isn't a person yet in the Palestinian Authority that control the territory. So if you want to achieve something in the Palestinian Authority, is to make sure, first of all, that there is no reward to terror. So Hamas should be dismantled as much as possible. And then work with people that speak the language of two-state solution. Because if you ask Israeli, there is majority in Israel since 1993 and until today for two-state solution. The thing is that people in Israel demand that if there is two-state solution, it would bring peace and security. And the more Israel withdrew from territories relating to the control by the Palestinian, the more terror the terror attack on Israel happened. So at the end of the day, there is something weird in the way that state think about the Middle East, speak about democracy. What do you want to have? Another election in the Palestinian Authority? I can tell you for sure who is winning. Hamas. So do you want to solve the problem or do you want to create another problem? And this is something that goes back to European countries that think that Israel should behave like European countries while not understanding even by themselves that they are having Hamas in their own countries, seals of Hamas in their own countries. And if they'll not join with Israel in that war, eventually it would erupt in the wrong place as well. It would erupt in Europe.
That is where we leave it. Amos Nadan giving us his thoughts on the unilateral or the announcement by Keir Starmer about the Palestinian state. Give me your thoughts. 061-895-1019.